When you have sugar and no sunlight, you just open the door for the flu and every virus and most every bacteria. So that's why, again, we as Christians have got to learn to say no to the foods that invite disease into the body.
Today on the Believer's Voice of Victory, Kenneth Copeland and his guests, Dr. Don and Mary Colbert, show you how to balance your eating habits to live in divine health and wholeness and enjoy life again.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Thursday's edition of the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I'm Kenneth Copeland. Father, thank you today. We praise you. We give you praise and honor. And we thank you, Lord, for sending Doc and Mary to us today. We receive them, praise God, as you said, if you receive whom I send, you receive me. And we receive them in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Amen. You receive them? I do. Whoa. You know, in 1 Corinthians, the 6th chapter, now, our minds must be renewed to this.
Amen.
I don't own this body.
Good. That's good.
I don't own this. Amen. The care of it is my responsibility, but Jesus bought it and paid for it, and He paid an awesome price for it.
Amen.
Amen. In the 6th chapter, look, in the verse 20, for you are bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Now, back up here, notice the 12th verse. All things are lawful unto me, but all things are not expedient.
Amen.
All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any of it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So, it is so important to realize that this physical body, the world, other members, the people that go to the same church we go to, like here in EMIC, you go to church on Sunday. Well, what condition is your body in? I mean, when you walk in there, you're walking in there in your tag. I mean, what shape is it in?
Mm-hmm.
It's until you open your mouth, that body is speaking. It's speaking to someone. And when we walk in there and we stand up straight,
amen,
and I don't care if there are aches and pains and hurts and all that in your body, put a smile on your face,
amen,
and tell the devil he's a liar, amen, and be a witness.
Amen. Praise God.
Now, the responsibility, though, is to not put up with that state of thing. Go on for the best. Praise God. And like we read, 1 Thessalonians 5, the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray to God, your whole spirit, your whole soul, or your will, your emotions, and your mind, your whole body, be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is He that calleth you, who also will do it. If we'll do our part, if we'll get in here and learn about this thing and commit to obedience to God, what kind of obedience? Walk in love. That's number one. Spirit, soul, and body. You'll never get there without walking in love. Number two, walk in faith. Amen. You remember the Lord said in the 15th chapter of Exodus, do those things that are pleasing in my sight. Mm-hmm. None of these diseases that came on Egypt will come on you. Mm-hmm. I am the Lord that heals you. Then Exodus 23:25, serve the Lord your God. And He, now, when it said He will bless your bread and water, not talking about God, it was referring to the angel that He talked about earlier in that chapter. He, the angel, will bless your bread and water. In other words, we have angelic forces that are helping us in this, according to Hebrews 1:14. So, and I will take sickness from the midst of you, and the length of your days I will fulfill.
Amen. Amen.
He's ready. Jesus has fixed that. He will do it, but He has to have something to work with.
And He works with faith too. And you got to, faith involves action.
It does.
It's going to require us to do certain things. And if we keep inviting disease into our bodies with wrong choices of foods, and like you've said for years, most people take better care of their cars and their planes with the right, jet fuel, the right gasoline, rather than their bodies.
Well, the Lord came down on me. He said, "You're a hypocrite." Boy, it's like somebody kicked me in the gut. I said, "Oh, well, I guess I am if you say I am." He said, "You'd fire somebody for putting the wrong brand of oil in your car or your airplane." I said, "Yeah, I would. If they knew better and they'd do it, yeah," I said, "I would." He said, "You put stuff in your mouth, you don't even know what's in it." He said, "You never read the label on a can, you just open it and eat it." Wow. Boy, I mean, I'm going from bad to worse here. He said, "You're not being responsible at all." He said, "You're a hypocrite." I said, "Not anymore, I'm not." I'm changing this right
Praise
now.
God. Amen.
Because all things are lawful to me, but they're not expedient.
Exactly. And that's what's happened. Again, so many Christians say, "Hey, I can do this. I can eat sugar. I can eat all these starches and carbs. And, you know, I'm not under the law anymore. I'm under grace." But what you're doing unknowingly, sugar, even though it tastes so good, and that's why I try and get through to everyone, it invites over 35 major diseases into your body. And it also starts to disrupt your hormones because so many of the foods we eat are genetically modified.
Now, is this the reason the flu season comes in right after Thanksgiving and Christmas?
Well, let me explain something. When you eat a lot of sugar, you depress your immune system by about 50%. So it's like keeping your front door of your house open so any wild critter can come in your front door, and a snake in Florida, snakes and alligators, possums and raccoons, skunks here in Texas, can crawl in your front door and set up shop there. And so that's disease. Viruses can come right into us because our immune system is depressed by 50%. We're not outside.
So my flu virus.
Yeah.
And it's all over the place during that time, man. It just knocked you out.
And then we're not exposed to sunlight, which produces vitamin D that protects people from the flu. And so that's why that's one of your most important vitamins you can take. So when you have sugar and no sunlight, you've just opened the door for the flu and every virus and most every bacteria. So that's why, again, we as Christians have got to learn to say no to the foods that invite disease into the body. But Dr. Colbert, you don't understand. That German chocolate cake, or that Snickers bar, or that cheesecake, or that chocolate chip cookie is so good. It smells so good.
Yeah, I only do it once or twice a year. Of course, I like to die of the flu last year.
But that's the biggest thing, and I tell people, listen.
I know every excuse.
Right.
I used them all.
Right.
I'm a sugar addict and a bread addict.
And that's why I love what you did to break that addiction. You took the communion and you simply, you gave it to the Lord and you just pushed it away and said, "I have no further need of you." And the Holy Spirit has empowered him, that was over 35 years ago, to resist sugar. And so that's what I tell people. What we need to do as a church is start practicing intermittent fasting. And this is one of the key ways to crucify the flesh. With the flesh is craving, you crucify it, say no. And to crucify the flesh, intermittent fasting is one of the most powerful process. I teach most of my patients how to do this now because it unleashes a process that prevents almost every disease in the body. And it's so simple, everyone can do it. Every Christian should do it. Because in Matthew 6, Jesus taught us, He taught us to pray. These are the duties of the Christian, to pray, to tithe, and to fast. And one of the best ways to fast, I'm not telling you go without, just go with water. No, I tell people just start fasting ideally about 16 hours a day, or you can start with one day a week. And that's just not eating from 6 p.m. at night to 10 the next morning.
You say, this is what He taught me.
Yes. But you say, but Dr. Covert, you've been teaching me for years, breakfast is your most important meal. But let me explain. Medical knowledge is increasing, doubling every 78 days. So we're finding out new and incredible benefits of fasting. It's one of the most powerful things we can do as Christians.
That's part of the glory. The glory is coming down.
Yes. And when you do fast, church, and just I tell people, just one day a week, just try it and see what happens. When you start to fast 16 hours, now some can't do 16, so I say do 14. I'm kind of like Lot, you know, dealing with the angel. You know, I'm negotiating. You go down to 16. If you can't do 16, go to 14. If you can't do 14, go to 12. Start with 12. Start with something. So in other words, if you last meal is at 6, don't eat another meal till 6 next morning. Or if you can wait till 8, even better. If you can wait till 10, even better. And so what does it do? It unleashes a process in the body called autophagy. I know it's a mouthful. All it means is self-eating. Our body starts to literally eat up these abnormal proteins that literally gum up your mitochondria, which are your energy-producing cells in your brain, in your all throughout your muscles, in your every cell in the body has mitochondria that produces energy. So it starts to, it's like a self-cleaning oven. It starts to get rid of these old denatured protein and gets rid of them. It also gets rid of beta amyloid and proteins in the brain that are associated with dementia. It also helps to stimulate stem cell production. It's like renewing your body, renewing your organs, because about 90 to 95% of your whole body is renewed every year. But when you do this, this is so powerful at getting rid of these old abnormal proteins. So I try and get my patients start out just one day a week. If you can just tarry, I say, or do this one day a week, watch what happens. And some people say, hey, I feel so good, I'm going to do it too. And I have some people doing it 7 days a week. They only eat two meals a day. These are my healthiest patients. What happens? Many of them start out obese, high blood pressure, type 2 diabetes. I put them on that and my healthy plant-based, more plant-based, keto zone diet, lots of plant foods, lots of salad, lots of green vegetable, not so much animal meat, not processed meat, not bacon and sausage and all those bad oils, no soybean oil, but I do a plant-based keto diet. And then I see blood pressure drop down to normal. I see them come off their blood pressure meds. Now, how many people would love to do a diet, a dietary program, lifestyle? It's not a diet, it's a lifestyle, along with intermittent fasting and reverse most every disease.
Wholeness.
And that's what it does when you do these powerful principles. Now, the Bible has been telling us for thousands of years to do this, but science has just in the last few years recognized this power of fasting, church. Is that not amazing?
Isn't that amazing?
And so we can start doing it. That's why I tell people, just start as you can. And as you break the power of this flesh, eventually you're going to feel so good and have so much energy and sleep so good and have so much mental clarity. It cleans out all the cobwebs. It cleans out all those abnormal, denatured proteins that collect in our brains as we age, collect in all the mitochondria throughout our body. It literally burns them up out of your body. You self-digest them. So it's like you're totally being renewed. Every organ is being renewed.
Now, let me tell you something about fasting here just for a moment. It has to do with everything we're talking about. Decision. Nothing happens without a decision. A decision of quality. This goes back to that time when the Lord said to me that I was a hypocrite about this stuff. And I really got serious about it. A quality decision. That is a word-based decision about which there is no more argument, from which there's no retreat. There's no backing up.
Love that. Love it.
And when we learned about, for instance, just a very simple thing, just to eat at 5:30,
amen,
and have breakfast the next morning at 9.
Amen.
My goodness, figure up the hour.
That's right. Intermittent fasting.
And you feel good. You got plenty to eat.
Mm-hmm.
But all of that you go way back there now, number of years, where you make that decision. If you say, well, you know, I believe the Lord wants me to fast a couple of days here. You just told the devil what you're thinking about. You're going to eat about six of the biggest meals you have ever. I mean, that's...
Isn't that the truth?
That gluttony spirit is just waiting on that. But when you go to the Word,
amen,
and you base it there, and you seek the Lord and find out what He's telling you to do, what kind of fasting you want me to do here? 1983, in January of 83, I went on that a cleansing and mm-hmm. very serious fast. Mm-hmm. That's the only one like that I've ever done. Mm-hmm. But the decision is what I'm
meaning. Amen.
You got born again by making a decision. And you can't walk in love without a quality decision. You have to decide to do that. The word agape is not a feeling word. It's a decision word. I will love
Amen.
You.
With a God kind of love.
Amen. I will do it.
Amen.
God said, I will. Now, it doesn't have anything to do with your feelings. You feel one way or the other, I'm going to walk in love.
Amen. A decision.
Yeah, decision. You make that decision. Right. And if you don't make it, food will make it for you. Mm-hmm. Man, I mean, this is what cost mankind. Food was what cost mankind.
Mm-hmm. Infected the human race with sin by choosing
did.
The wrong kind of food.
Just choosing the wrong food.
And now we're doing it. Most Christians do it every meal.
Yeah. You know what? Here was another thing that was all part of that hypocrite thing he was talking about. He said, if I looked up the word gluttony, oh, brother, and gluttony and drunkard were together
That's
in
right.
every scripture that mentions gluttony mentions That's a drunkard.
Right. Don't you love it when he chastises you?
Yes.
Though? I do too.
But it was a key.
Amen.
You
that
have
was.
To deal with food the same way you do alcohol or any other kind of dope. Sugar is a narcotic. It is a dope. And he kind of gets uncomfortable when I talk like that. I'll make statements of concept. And he's a scientist. He's sitting there thinking, well, now, wait a minute.
Not exactly. But it does have a similar dopamine response.
It does. Okay. Yeah, right. Yeah, it does.
Well, when you stop and think about it, it's the same process. And that's the reason that you can cut cocaine with sugar. And unless you test it chemically, you can't tell the difference.
Well, studies have shown that rats chose the sugar over the cocaine or heroin because it was more addicting to the rats. Isn't that amazing?
Isn't that amazing thing?
It is. So it is as addicting.
So if the moment came that I had to make a life decision, I didn't have any trouble with alcohol. I didn't have much trouble with alcohol before I was born again. But, sugar, just pure dope to me. Mm-hmm. And made the decision, dealt with it. Now, this was funny. I'm renewing my mind, you understand, to these mm-hmm. things, and putting that gluttonous spirit where it needed to be, gone. Here's what the Lord said. If you have to resist a piece of your favorite cake every time it's offered, some of the time you're gonna fail it. But if you resist it once and for all, just like you did the alcohol, it is gone.
Amen. Just like Mary, when we'd fly on American Airlines, every time after we'd eat, they'd come by with that plate full of cookies, hot right out of the oven.
Chocolate chip, warm.
And that you could smell it all over the plane, and they'd come up to her and offer that cookie. Now, years ago, she'd take one and take mine, too. And I'd say no. But then I notice now she says no, politely. She
I don't
says,
even
no,
look
thank
at
you.
It.
No, thank
now, you.
You
know what? You
I
know
don't
what,
look at it.
You know what the Lord said?
Don't look at it.
And people thought I was crazy.
Your eyes will get you in trouble.
That's right. And don't touch it, women. Don't touch it. Remember Eve.
People thought I was absolutely crazy. They'd come up and offer me a cookie or something like that. I'd say, no, thank you. I don't drink.
That's good.
But
that's
gluttony, good. And, gluttony and drunkard were in the same.
Amen.
So I'm renewing my mind. See, I don't care what they think. But it was talking to my mind, and it put me in a state of resistance to sugar.
Yes.
That just absolutely just powerful.
Yes.
And that way, it's gone forever.
Well, I can tell you, when you go to like family reunions and parties, and you know you're going somewhere, that it's going to be there. You know, we can't get away from it. You have to do a self-talk to yourself before you go.
Oh, yeah.
You do.
Out loud.
Out loud. You do, out loud. So now you know there's going to be XYZ there. So right now, I'm just talking to you. It ain't happening. We're not going there. And then you'd be surprised how when you talk to yourself out loud and have that conversation of preparation, how much easier it is by the time you get there, just go, that's okay, thank you, no, thank you, no, thank you, I'm good.
Also, when you're on a keto type of diet, you're shifting your metabolism from burning primarily sugar as your fuel, which is carbs and starches too, to burning fat as your fuel, and healthy fat becomes your friend. Olive oil becomes your friend, avocado oil, walnut oil, macadamia nut oil, almonds and nuts and seeds, they become your friend because that's where your energy comes from, and you're full for 8 hours, and you only need 2 meals a day, or one meal. Some people just do one meal.
I keep sunflower seeds, that roasted, salted sunflower seeds around.
I travel with the pumpkin seeds,
because just a handful of those things, I'm not kidding, they blow up in your stomach, and you couldn't
eat
anything.
They don't blow up, Mel. They swell. Blow up some bad image in your mind, okay?
For me, they blow up. I'm not hungry. It just absolutely is satisfying.
See, I love those garlic, onion, macadamia nuts. I carry those in my luggage. I love pecans. Love them. And so that's, and avocados. Oh my goodness, my avocados. And those are these good, healthy, plant-based fats. And they don't raise your cholesterol. What was happening a few years ago when I did my keto zone with patients, and they would take a lot of coconut oil, a lot of butter, a lot of cheese, a lot of cream. They're going to their doctors, they're checking their cholesterol, and their cholesterol was high, and they're putting on statin and drugs. So then I shifted them to a plant-based keto diet. Cholesterol's normal. Beautiful. So that's
Amen.
How it works.
We're out of time.
I know.
We're trying to squeeze every second out of this broadcast.
Well, you know, time is short.
And time is speeded up.
Oh, yeah,
it is. Sped up time.
Absolutely.
Praise God. Oh, thank you, Lord. We give you praise today in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Hey, Jeremy.
Thank you, sir. Now, faith for healing and divine health requires corresponding action, and our food choices will either lead us to or away from achieving good health. And that's why Brother Copeland said today that a quality decision that is word-based is one where there is no argument, from which there is no retreat. And right now, we are in position to decide how healthy we want to be. I want you to watch this, and I'll be right back.
What if you could regain your youth? Dr. Don Colbert's book, Hormone Health Zone, can help you find spiritual and practical solutions to restore your energy and inspire your overall health. Learn what effects hormones have on the body and what levels bring optimized long-term strength and vitality. God created your body to function and recognize natural ways to achieve well-being. Don't settle for feeling exhausted, weak, or unhealthy. Find out real facts about your hormones and how they directly affect your health, weight, and emotions. Discover how to bring your body to be healthy and strong naturally. Receive the benefits of your body operating the way it was meant to. You can have increased energy, strength, mental clarity, and feel younger, happier, and healthier. Get answers for what your body needs and join your faith with action in taking care of your hormones.
Achieve the healthy life you've always dreamed of. Order the Hormone Health Zone book by Dr. Don Colbert at a special price of $17.99. Go to our website, kcm.org/TV special, or call 800-600-7395. Shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information. Enjoy the benefits of hormone health regain your youth, revive your life, feel younger, healthier, and happier. Order today.
In his book, Dr. Colbert shares the foundation for your hormone health, and he explains what normal levels should be and how to get them there. And a statement he makes is, the only way you're going to prevent feebleness and frailty with aging is by optimizing your hormones. That's how important this subject is when it comes to living long and living strong. So right now, you need to set your goal to live a balanced, happy, healthy life. And before we leave today, I want to remind you of something. That KCM has a prayer line that's available to you. So if you're walking through any of these things and you need help, spirit, soul, or body, you want somebody to come into agreement with you, there are people here who are ready to pray the Word of God with you. They're trained prayer ministers on staff. They will pray in faith, and they will believe God's Word, and they'll trust Him with you to see you all the way through to what you're believing for. And we want you to be one of the thousands of miracles that are coming into this place every day saying, look what my good God has done in my life. Call us, let us know how we can pray with you. Now, tomorrow on the broadcast, Brother Copeland and Dr. Colbert are going to answer questions about diet, about exercise, hormones. All of this is so that you and I can be empowered, spirit, soul, and body, to live prosperous, to live healthy, to live whole in every area of our lives. Don't miss this broadcast. Until then, remember, God loves you and we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast is made available to you free by the partners and friends of Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Go to kcm.org and request your free copy on DVD, CD, or as a digital download. Shipping charges may apply. At kcm.org, you can also access many free word-based resources to help you build your faith. Stay connected with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or our YouTube channel. Keep your faith strong with the Word of God and step into a year of abundant harvest.
Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event. March 29th through 30th, join us for Miracles on the Mountain at Eagle Mountain International Church in Newark, Texas, USA. April 4th through 6th, Kenneth Copeland and Jerry Savelle welcome you to the 2019 Branson Victory Campaign in Branson, Missouri, USA. May 25th through June 4th, join Pastors George and Terry Pearsons for Kenneth Copeland Ministries' first ever Israel tour. For more information, go to kcm.org/events.